have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Psalms, chapter 91. Psalms chapter 91. Simply title the message this morning, Sheltered in the Arms of God. And some of the things that we're going to look at and some of the things we're going to review, I want to share with you this morning the aspect and the factor that it doesn't matter how young you are, doesn't matter how old you are. We have a shelter in the arms of Jesus Christ. This message is not out of date. It's not out of style. It's not something that just happened. As a matter of fact, what we're experiencing today, parts of northwest Arkansas, northeast Oklahoma, especially Benton, Washington County, even though they've had several cases of the virus, if you drive through the counties, you wouldn't notice much of a change. Building is happening everywhere. People hustling, bustling, going everywhere. You would know very little. But there's other parts of the country that has really been hit hard economically and every other way. And so, actually, young people, you are in the middle of this. And if the Lord tarries and time comes, you're going to be right in the history books of what has happened the first part of 2020. And actually, if you stop to think about it, this pandemic could fit into the Bible somewhere 2,000 years ago, because there was certain things that happened. You look at Egypt and the plagues that God sent to Egypt and all the things that happened to them. So understand today, regardless of the age and regardless of where you're at, understand and realize that we need God's sheltering arms. Okay? And again, don't think that this is an old-fashioned message. Even though I may use some old-fashioned things, it is very modern, up-to-date, and where you're at and in your face right now. A few years ago, some of you will know, the younger generation probably won't know, but I want to share with you a lady by the name of Dottie Rambo that was very prominent in Southern gospel music. She was walking along a Florida beach among scattered pieces of driftwood. A small fire built by her husband, Buck, flickered nearby as he was sitting there a short distance away, protecting and watching over her as they was on the Florida beach. However, he wanted her to be alone and collect her thoughts and pray and talking to God. Dottie wanted to ponder the thoughts that had been troubling her soul. An unfaithful friend had caused disappointment and struggle in her life. And out of such troubling times, a song usually appeared. And one was there, a stirring in her heart of this lady that was been a songwriter since she was 9 years old. 9 years old. Listen, young people, never feel like that there's an ambition too big that you and God can't conquer. There had been a very bad storm the night before, and Dottie said, as the driftwood was scattered along the beach, I was going through a time that was very low valley for me in my life. How many's ever experienced that? And maybe some of you, this has affected you in more ways than you can express. And in short of the storm of her life, as the white caps broke across the water, and as I walked among the driftwood and the seaweed with my guitar strapped over my shoulder, she said, I pondered the lyrics of several songs that the Lord seemed to be giving me at that time. And all of a sudden I thought, Lord, this storm is so much like my life. And yet in the midst of the storm of life, you have been a shelter to me. When I can't take the storm, I run to you for that shelter, and suddenly I feel secure. While thinking of those things and watching as the wind kicked up the waters, I began to write the melody which come as I played my guitar, but I could not find the opening words to the song. I could not find a way to interpret the song, something that would give it a springboard. As I continued to walk, I pleaded with the Lord, and the Lord How am I going to start this song? And as I was talking to God, the closeness of the Lord touched me on my shoulder. And I felt His presence so real. Aren't you thankful for the presence of God? In the midst of all these storms, His presence is so real. She said, I had a very warm feeling that these words came forth. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I feel the touch of Your hand so kind and tender. Then I started to weep and I said, Lord, how I will open this song is, as the words kept coming to me, Lord gave Dottie this message for her own troubled heart and soul. I feel the touch of hands so kind and tender that leads me in paths that I must trod. I have no fear because Jesus walks beside me, for I'm sheltered in the arms of God. In Psalms chapter 91, verses number 1 or 2, I'm reading from the NIV, which explicitly says, and as King James is up there, and I'm a King James man, but just understand, sometimes we open up to an understanding as we look and analyze these things. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Father God, let the Holy Spirit do what no man can do. Let Your Spirit permeate the hearts and lives. Let us realize, O God, that no matter how big this storm is, we have a shelter in You. Touch Your people, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Church, in these uncertain times, it's impossible to predict what's going to happen next. Again, in our area, in a lot of aspects, you could tell nothing has really changed or nothing's went on. While in other areas, has been devastated. People have lost their jobs. People have lost their lives. People have... Life has just been crazy. If the coronavirus wasn't enough, we're all up in arms and almost in a civil war. And things are so chaotic. For the last several months, we have been told to stay home, which most of us haven't. Some have. We have been told to wear masks and only go out if it's totally necessary. And I'll be the first to admit, these things have been misconstrued, they have been manipulated, and everything in the world has tried their best to instill fear in every heart of America people. But I come to give you courage today. I come to give you strength. I come to help you to be wise and know what God is saying in this hour. Several weeks now, most folks have stayed home, completely sheltered in their homes. And just now, we've started to venture out just a little bit, except Lowe's and Walmart. Everybody's camped out there. While it looks like in a week or so ago, the sky was clearing a little bit, we see more storm clouds and the necessity to become sheltered and encouraged to become sheltered even more. And as Dottie Rambo sung and wrote that song, Sheltered in the Arms of God, the reality, please listen to me for just a few minutes. I'll hurry, but I've got a message to touch your heart from the throne of God today that will encourage you and help you. The reality of this storm has become a pandemic for us. Perhaps no one could imagine or see the storm coming, where it would keep us sheltered in our homes and away from God's house, which is most important. And I can tell you, And stopping there for just a moment, I think folks have realized that, yeah, you can stay home and serve God, but there is no substitute for God's command to gather together and support each other under the banner of the Holy Spirit. Again, I can't tell you what's going to happen tomorrow, what it's going to bring. Nor can I tell you what God is going to do with this pandemic. But you know, nothing takes God by surprise. Not one thing takes God by surprise. So therefore, you can rest assured, and I'm going to give you some facts here in just a moment, that everything that happens, God will take what enemy means for good, for bad, and He will make good come out of it. So I can't tell you what tomorrow's going to bring. Nor can I tell you what God's going to do with this during our time of sheltering. But through the Scriptures, I can tell you what God has done during times of sheltering. And I can give you the history of all those times that those that have been sheltered and the difficulties and the circumstances that people have gone through, and yet God has seen them through their times of sheltering and has brought them through to great victories. As we look through the pages of God's Word and the history, I think you will be assured and comforted of what He will do in these times. Psalms chapter 27, verse number 5, it says, "For in the time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me upon a rock." I want to read that first few words again. "For in the time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion," shelter. So as we explore the history, as we explore these things, all through the Scripture, you'll find those that had to be sheltered for a time. They had no clue what tomorrow was going to bring. They experienced things that God put them through to bring them to their next level, that God might fulfill the plan that He had for their life. And at that time, they was going through similar situations just like we're going through. We don't know what's going to happen. We wake up tomorrow and we may not have a job. We could wake up tomorrow, we might not have a home. We could wake up tomorrow and we'd be out on the street. We don't know what's going to happen. But I assure you, just as these men and women in the Bible was sheltered in these times, God brought them through the sheltering and produced an awesome miracle in their life. So with that, I want to start with a man by the name of Noah. God sheltered him after all that he went through. God sheltered Noah and his family for 1 year, 365 days in our calendar, 365 days stuck on an ark filled with stinky animals, sheltered on an ark that God Himself had shut the door. Are you hearing me? Sheltered in an ark while all else was destroyed. And then as he emerged, he became the father of the nation of the world after his daddy Adam. Sheltered in an ark. For a year, he emerged to become the father of all the nations of the world. God sheltered Jacob in a home of his uncle Laban. Never had a thought of how this was going to turn out. But God sheltered Jacob in the home of his uncle Laban. And when he needed to escape, as he needed to escape the wrath of Esau, his brother, and 20 years later, can you imagine? 20 years later. And what he had worked for so long was one young lady. His uncle deceived him and gave him her sister, and he had to work some more. But after 20 years of being sheltered in his uncle Laban's house, Jacob emerged with a brand new family. He emerged with brand new wealth. He emerged with brand new identity. And his life was changed upside down, and his name became Israel, which became a nation of God's people. He sheltered him. God sheltered Joseph from the time he was 17 years old until he was well in his 30s. Listen, he became a slave. He was in prison. But his time of slavery and his time of imprisonment became his schoolmaster for what God desired to have him to fulfill, which was the deliverer of his own family. As God prepared him, are you listening, young people? As God prepared Joseph for his greatness, he not only saved his own household, but he saved others. God sheltered Moses in a remote part of the desert for 40 years. But Moses came forth to deliver the Jewish people from Egypt's bondage and slavery that they had been suffering in, to bring them to a place that flowed with milk and honey. We're saying, how long, Lord, do I have to go through this sheltering? How long do I have to go through this pain? How long do I have to go through this agony? How long do I have to endure this? Moses did for 40 years in a desert place till he saw the bush that was burning, that was on fire and couldn't be put out naturally. And he went to find out what was going on, and God began to speak to his heart. And I want you to understand that through the suffering of God's people, through the suffering of Moses for 40 years, he brought him out as a leader and brought them to a place that flowed with milk and honey. Only thing you need with milk and honey is hot buttered biscuits. That's it. God sheltered Naomi in a barren land of Moab until, come to the place, listen, she came to the place in her life after her husband and her sons died that Naomi almost become bitter. And through the grace of God, she was sheltered in Moab. But her daughter-in-law Ruth and her traveled to Bethlehem. Are you ready for this? To participate in one of the greatest love stories in history. Are y'all getting it this morning? In every aspect of our lives of sheltering, or the things that we're going through, the storm, God has a plan and God has a purpose, and He will bring you through. And I'm here to tell you, young people, today, God wants you to hear His voice. He wants you to understand, because He's got great things for you, even in this last hour that we're living in. They came to Bethlehem and participated in one of the greatest love stories in history. Ruth marrying Boaz, and Boaz was from the lineage of King David, which you can follow that on right down to Jesus Christ. God sheltered David for 15 years. This blows my mind. There's a book, David the Great. I'm trying to think of the author that wrote it, but if you ever find it, Mark Rutledge, Rutland. David the Great, it tells David's story in a perspective that you've never seen it before. So if you get that, if you find that, grab that. But God sheltered David for 15 years after he had been anointed king of Israel. When David finally assumed the throne, and if you read the story of David, I mean, he went through it now. He was a man after God's own heart. He gave us many of his psalms in the Psalms, and through his defeats, through his failures, David's heart was opened up to God as he was quick to repent because he had a heart that desired to succeed in God's will for his life and his nation. David wrote in Psalms 121, 1 and 2, I will lift up mine eyes to the hills, which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. God sheltered Elijah by the brook Cherith. I think I preached this not too long ago. And after the sheltering, after the apple pie and the T-bone steaks at the brook, and it dried up, God had to move him on. But he sheltered him at the brook for a period of time. I want you to know God was preparing him, and he stood against the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel, and he gained the victory. I wonder what his mental status would have been if he hadn't had time at the brook of Cherith. God sheltered Jonah in the belly of the whale for 3 days and three nights. We don't think about the whale's belly or the fish's belly, okay? Maybe it's a big catfish. We don't think about being sheltered in the belly of the whale really being a pleasant thing. With all the seaweed and the shrimp and all the other undigested stuff in that fish's belly. Are y'all ready for fried chicken now? After all that, we don't think about that, Brother Aaron, of that being a shelter for him. But in the midst of that sheltering, God was preparing his heart to go to Nineveh and preach the greatest revival that's ever been known. God sheltered Daniel for 70 years in Babylon. And during that 70 years, he wrote the Old Testament book which bears his name, outlining the future of God's dealing with the people while we are able to peer into the future of that which is to come. And the future is not that which we need to fear. We don't. We can shelter in the arms of God. God sheltered Daniel through a night in the lion's den, until he was visited by an angel of the Lord that had shut their mouths. And he come out to bring testimony to a king and revival to a nation. I love this. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was sheltered in the fire that was so intense that it killed the king's men until the fourth man come to the fire to deliver them from that which no man could be a control of. Think about that for just a moment. In the fire, God sheltered them until the fourth man showed up. God sheltered Esther. I don't know what God's got for you. Maybe God's planning and dealing with you that you could save your family that's lost. Maybe God's desire is for you to save those that you work with, or those that work under you, or those that work over you. I don't know. God may have a plan for you to save your neighborhood, to reach out to them. But God's got a plan. God sheltered Esther in a place, in the palace, not just a place, but in a palace of the Persian king. During a time where the whole Jewish nation was under threat and was fixing to be annihilated if Haman had anything to do with it. But during her time of sheltering, God used Esther to save her people from destruction. When she completely made up her mind, without questioning, to go before the king and ask the king's favor, which could possibly cost her life. She was willing to lay it all on the line. But she was in a time of sheltering. She was in a time of sheltering. Psalms chapter 4 verse 8 said, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me to dwell in safety. It's the safety of God's arms that we are protected by. God sheltered the disciples in the upper room for 10 days until the Holy Spirit descended, the Holy Ghost came down and descended upon them in dramatic fashion and form, fashioned the church to what we know it is today. As they tarried, a suddenly happened. I don't know about you, church, but we need to tarry until a suddenly happens again. The power of the Holy Ghost is still in our midst. He still desires to shelter you. And in the midst of that sheltering, there in the upper room, that 120 in the upper room, God sent a revival to restore them and renew them and develop the church that exploded to a whole wide world. God sheltered Paul in the Arabian desert for 3 years, and when he came back from that desert place, he turned the world upside down. Paul was sheltered in a Roman prison. He was sheltered. We don't think about the prison being a shelter, but he was sheltered in a Roman prison. And by the time that he was set free, he had written the prison epistles of Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Philemon. Those letters are still with us today and instruct us, because a man was sheltered in a prison for a given time. God sheltered the Apostle John on the Isle of Patmos, and the book of Revelation was given to him, and the greatest prophetic document of all time was handed down to me and you to read and to know. And I've heard so many people say, I don't understand it. I never found where it said to understand Revelations. It just says to read it. But the greatest document of all times of the future was handed down to you and I to read and to know that God will bring it to pass, and He will keep you sheltered in His arms. Isaiah chapter 41, verse number 10. I love the whole Bible, but listen to the words of this. Oh, fear not, there is nothing to fear, for I am with you. Do not look around you to in terror and be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen and harden you to difficulties. Did you hear him? I will strengthen you and I will harden you to difficulties. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will hold you up and retain you in my victories, right in the right hand of righteousness and justice. Even though we can look at all kinds of examples through the Bible of God sheltering people, there is none no greater than when God sheltered, protected, and prepared those with a plan that He had. And perhaps again the greatest from all of these and all the history books in the whole wide world is when God sheltered Jesus in the tomb for 3 days. Hello? And while He was sheltered in that tomb for 3 days, He was doing some awesome things. The disciples thought it was the end. The disciples thought it was all over. But Jesus was being sheltered for 3 days. And on the third day, Jesus come forth out of that grave with power, bringing salvation to the whole wide world. And when He come up out of that grave, He was faithfully and victoriously brought forth in His hands the victory over death, hell, and the grave. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior. You just lift your hands to Him and thank Him. Oh, what a Savior. I just come by today to tell you that God has a plan for you. I don't know what's going to transpire. I don't know what's going to happen. But I do know that we can rest assured and dwell safely in the sheltering arms of Jesus Christ. I don't know all the details of what God is going to do in this time that we have been shut up, this time that we have been sheltered. But what I do know, what He has done in the past, He will do in the future. And we can count on that. God hadn't went on vacation. He's not gotten tired. He hasn't retired. He's the same God. And what He's done in the past, we can count on Him to redo in the future. God who sheltered His people in biblical days is not going to stop now. You're His child. He cares for you. So come what may, I'm trusting in the sheltering arms of God. For He is my refuge. And He is my strength. Listen, if you didn't hear anything else that I said this morning, listen to this. Here's the most important thing. Are we listening to what God's saying? Are we drawing closer to Him, or have we been caught up in all the infatuations and all the worries and fear of this world? Are we drawing close to Him? Are we allowing Jesus to do His will in our lives, preparing us for the next new adventure and assignment that He has for us? Something good's about to happen, church. I challenge you to listen to what God's saying, to make yourself available for God's next assignment that He has for you. Isaiah 25 and 4 said, "You have been my stronghold for the poor, a stronghold for the needy in his distress. You've been a shelter in the time of storm. You have been shade from the heat. For the blast of the ruthless one is like a rainstorm against the wall." God is our shelter. God is our shelter. Would you stand all over the building today? Would you just close your eyes and meditate upon Jesus? And in this storm that we're going through, being sheltered is not a curse. It's a blessing for us to receive our next assignment.
I feel the touch of hands so kind and tender. They're leading me in paths that I must trod. I have no fear when Jesus walks beside me. For I'm sheltered in the arms of God. Help me sing it, church. So let the storm rage high, the dark clouds rise, they don't worry me. For I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God. He walks with me, and not a bird shall harm me.
Listen, here's our story.
Soon I shall hear.
Soon Here this morning, you need to take shelter in the arms of God. I feel there's somebody here. There's more than one somebody here needs to slip out of your seat, come to this altar and say, God, I put myself in your care. I trust you. I believe in you. And in this time of uncertainty, shelter me, oh God. Shelter me. I love you, Jesus. Is there anybody else? You can say, this is the day, Father. Father God, I need you to shelter me. Build the hedge around about me. Calm my nerves. Calm my anxiety. I'm trusting in you, Lord. I'm trusting in you. Presence of God, do your work. Holy Ghost, do your work. Hallelujah. what the Lord spoke to my heart for you all. We're not taping right now. We're not filming. This is for you all. When you're out traveling, you're going down the road, there's a Days Inn, there's a Hilton, there's a Holiday Inn, there's a Motel 6. And not a one of them is going to jump out in front of you and make you take shelter. Tom Baudet's not going to stand there waiting for you. You've got to stop and take shelter yourself. They are the builders. They have prepared for you to have shelter. The God that we serve, that I talked to you about this morning, has prepared a shelter. But you're going to have to take the refuge. He has made it available. I said, He has made it available. You're the one that'll have to take the refuge. And His wings is outstretched to welcome you. And in His words to Jerusalem, Jesus stood over looking over the mount, saying, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often would I have gathered you as a hen would gather her chicks, but you would not. I beg you today, in this stormy time that we're living, to hear His voice and come running to His sheltering of protection. Father God, I thank You, Lord, for the Holy Spirit that I've felt. I thank You, Lord, for Your Word, and I thank You for this people. I pray, oh God, that You will help us to see the need, that we might move in to the appointment, to our destiny, not being weary, but to rise up and run this race with patience. Bless Your people. Keep them safe. We ask these things in the lovely name of our Jesus Christ. And the body said, Amen. God bless you.